You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, from Prescott Night Out here at the Prescott East Studios, and I have in my presence Lynette Baker-Hoyt of Plexus.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know what the best part about my podcast are?
What's that?
I always ask everybody at the last minute if they want to join me.
So well, here
I'm,
I am.
Yes, I'm so happy that you're willing to go ahead and come out here. And
you're not
and,
talking by yourself today.
Yes, I don't like talking to myself. It's really hard. Everybody's like, you should go out to the forest and just, you know, enjoy life. And
I'm like, talk to the birds.
That's kind of boring.
Yeah,
that's really boring.
I agree.
So obviously, I'm here for a reason, and I actually like to cover events.
Great.
So I'm just going to start off by asking you what you got planned this weekend.
Well, actually, we are not here this weekend. We are traveling to Las Vegas, which, you know, is only, you know, 3.5-4 hours away. And we have some family stuff going on this weekend. So looking forward to that and getting out of town for a couple days.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's probably going to be really warm out there, too.
It's in the 70s, which is nice.
Yeah, 70s is really nice.
Nice actually, fall day in Vegas.
I went to Phoenix last week or whatever, and I was out there, and I'm just like, it's hot.
It's still hot. We were there a couple weeks ago, too, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, it's hot. So being in Prescott, Arizona is really, really awesome because the weather is, like, you know, a little bit crisp, but you could find ways to go ahead and make it feel good.
Absolutely.
So once again, guys, I'm here to go ahead and talk about what is happening this weekend. And there is a bunch of events. I don't know how close you kind of watch those events. It's probably like you probably don't watch the events because it's not your job.
It's not my job, but I'm definitely on Facebook most of the day. So I see what's going on here in the Quad Cities.
Yes, nice. And one of the other reasons why, you know, Lynette is here, so she could also try learn how to do this podcasting deal. And she's going to be starting a podcast about... Why don't you go ahead and explain a little bit what your ideas are?
Yeah, we are starting a podcast here at Prescott eNews on local businesses in the Quad Cities. So even if you're in Chino or Prescott Valley, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, whatever, if you're a business owner or an employee that wants to get the name out there, you know, contact me through Prescott eNews because we just want to sit down and have a visit and find out what you do. How'd you get there? How can we help you? Are you hiring? You know, let's just talk about it. And there's just no cost to you. So it's just a conversation.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and like drop what's the first one's going to be?
Our first guest is Rikini from Allen's Flowers. She has owned Allen's Flowers and More and Prescott Valley Florist for a number of years here locally. And it has been around for over 100 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, she hasn't run it. I don't know if for over 100 years, of course.
She
doesn't
age bad at all for 100 years.
I know, right? She looks great.
But, must be those flowers.
Yeah, must be those that flower power. So we're going to have her in on Tuesday, November 6th, and ask her some questions about the business, how she got in the business, and how we can help her out, especially with the holidays coming.
That is so awesome. I mean, she does a lot for the community.
Absolutely.
I actually had a chance to go and hang out with her and the crew, with the crew, and they did this Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward.
And we just went downtown and just started handing out flowers.
I saw you live. It was awesome.
I was so excited.
It's kind of funny how they like people, when you offer them something for free, they wonder how much they have to pay you.
Yeah, they were like, how much? I was like, can you afford a hug? So that was the payment of the day.
That's awesome.
Hug. And I really, really needed it. You don't understand. I was like, the day before, I was like, I'm locking myself in my room because I don't want to offend anybody. And I really need to step away from people. And if I don't, then they actually literally, I tend to bark at people. And it's not that I want to. It's just I can't control the vibes. And I don't even know where it's coming from. I'm trying to figure it out still. But anyways, guys, I could ramble a lot about my life in general. But let's go ahead and talk about what's happening in Prescott. So have you ever been to the Highland Center for Natural History?
I have. It's a beautiful place. They've done an outstanding job.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have a holiday bazaar this weekend. And I'm not too familiar with exactly what it is going down out there, but they have events every weekend, every week.
They do.
Augustino, I think it is. He's one of the marketing guys. Excuse me if I get your name wrong, but he emails all the time, you know, saying what's going down and stuff. And I'm just like, man, I need to go out there. Actually, today I will be going out there
to go ahead and
check it out and do a little tour and see what kind of stuff that could possibly go out there. Now, we obviously have some pretty cool venues around town.
For sure.
You have the Avapai College, you have the Elks Theater, then you go out to Prescott Valley, you have the Prescott Valley Events Center. You have the Highlands Pine, the Highland Pines or Highland Center for a Natural History Place. So these venues are always having stuff. So if you guys are out there and listening, go like their page, check out their calendar. Sometimes it's not up to date. If it's not up to date, then you go to Prescott Night Out and check out the calendar that I have going on. I don't cover everything, but I can, you know, obviously try to get everything somewhere on one of the calendars that I have. It's only, you know, a couple places. So you can find it at Prescott E News, Prescott Night Out Facebook page, et cetera, et cetera. Just look up Prescott Night Out everywhere. And the next thing that was going to happen this weekend, I guess there's going to be a Miss Teen Yavapai County Latina 2018.
Awesome.
So they said, I think this is the second year that they have done it.
Fantastic. Hopefully it's growing.
Yeah. And I've talked with a little bit with the ladies that are organizing it. The Alianza is the paper, the Latin paper out in Prescott Valley, and she's one of the head directors for it.
Cool.
Her and Maria. And Maria, she contacted me about it and seeing if I could go ahead and help them get the word out. And so basically, that's what I'm doing, helping to get the word out. So if you guys have nothing to do, over at Los Pinos this weekend on Sunday, they're going to have that judging going down and obviously some really, really good food going down. And then ultimately, I'm wanting to go, but I don't know. Sometimes I just don't do nothing on Sunday. Do you ever have a day where you just don't do nothing?
Well, we go to church every Sunday, but
there
are times like I just want to go home and just relax. Because sometimes you just have to do that when we're busy.
Yeah, and I choose Sunday to be the day where I don't communicate with people. So weird, but nice. I can shut off. Like I literally have a time to shut off. And with all the stuff that is going on in our town, it's really hard to stop the flow of people emailing, calling. Like, nobody really understands how many phone calls I make, how many emails I make, how many things that I'm interacting myself with. And sometimes everybody's like, hey, how you doing? And my favorite line is, I'm chilling. And they're like, yeah, right. And I'm like, yeah, well, I have to really honestly battle those things that I am doing by basically implanting a different word that will, you know, screw my mind up a little bit.
Well, and I think with society of being so technical anyway, you have to take some time to just unplug.
And it works. It does. But then, you know, you have to come back into the day and then here we go again. So there's also a thing going on over at the A.C. Williams Granite Creek Park. It's called Prescott Out of the Darkness Community Walk.
Oh, yes.
So this is a suicide prevention type of gathering where we could bring awareness towards, you know, suicides. And so basically, if you guys are out there and you guys ever been affected by any of this before, good time to go out there and check it out. It's not really a cool event, but it's something that will bring awareness to a much needed topic of conversation.
Well, and I think it is one of those topics going, have gone through it in the last 90 days, or not myself, but I lost my brother. It is. It's all about bringing awareness to these topics that really people don't want to talk about.
No.
But it really does bring a lot of healing.
Yeah.
You know,
so it will help out.
Go and support.
Yep. It'll help out, especially, you know, if you guys ever been affected by it. I mean, ultimately, there's somebody that is affected on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And that's a sad part about these type of things. But then again, there's a lot of cool things that are happening. So you guys go ahead and get out of those ruts in life. And, you know, sometimes the way that you do it is just basically just, you know, feed your soul with something that's really, really cool. So the Fall Carnival and Dollar Day at the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary.
Very cool.
You know, I probably couldn't say that three times in a row. I'd be like, no, I'm not going to try it, guys. So anyways, there's going to be a little fall festival over there. How was Halloween?
It was awesome.
Did you have a good trick-or-treaters?
Well, we have a three-year-old, so I think Mount Vernon might be a little much for him, but American Lutheran Church had a trunk-or-treat event that night, and so we had a trunk. And, you know, there were like 20 vendors and a bunch of little kids. And, you know, I think, you know, we were talking about it and I think there's just a lot of people who just do more organized events on Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I grew up in Montana, so we went, you know, trick or treating to aunts and uncles and families, and we didn't have like a lot of neighborhoods. So, These events that they have now are fantastic because you can just go and you're at one spot and they collect a bunch of candy and, you know, they get to have fun.
I seen that a lot. You know, Finley was having one. Prescott Valley Event Center was having one.
For like 2 weeks prior to Halloween. I mean, you could be busy like all the time.
Yeah, a lot of places were having these, which is a good organized event. I've seen a lot of pictures from Mount Vernon, obviously our popular spot.
Right.
And Park Avenue had a... Somebody actually went out of their way and made a haunted house.
Oh, awesome. So I didn't hear about that.
The whole front yard was a haunted house. They had a big old huge wall that they constructed, and then you basically enter right there, and I have no clue what happened behind those closed doors.
I don't either.
And I mean, I haven't seen anybody like, that haunted house was crazy, but, you know, driving up Park Avenue was, I was like, whoa, what in the world is that? And then I obviously scoured internet and found out that, you know, somebody actually went out of their way to build and construct the whole thing. So I was like, dang, that's really,
that's
really
dedication.
Awesome. Very much dedication. So here is my next thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So have you ever been to a Northern Arizona Suns game?
I have not.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm hoping this year I'll go.
Okay. So it's Sunday. Okay. Opening night is on Sunday. I know you're not going to be in town, but if you're out there and you guys love basketball, it's Northern Arizona Suns opening night at the Prescott Valley Event Center. If you guys don't know where Prescott Valley Event Center, it's in the name, Prescott Valley. So you can go ahead and find that. If anything, just Google the name or just go to Prescott Night Out and check it out. Okay, so, you know, there's a new spot on Prescott Valley. It's called the Event Spot.
I've heard of it.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's next to Prescott Valley Florist.
Yeah, so they're doing a couple things out there. And I mean, I'm trying to get into their calendar, see what it is. But, you know, you guys could rent that place out for any kind of events that you're looking for. It just so happens that this weekend they're going to be doing a Prescott Valley Spirit Life Expo.
Oh.
Now, I have no clue what that means.
I don't either.
So I got to go check these things out. These are the reasons why I inquire about this stuff, so I can go ahead and experience these new things. But there's so many events, and so it's really hard to get to every event.
Right.
But I obviously get the name for everything, and I try really hard to cover it all. And then we have downtown Prescott, Arizona. Every venue downtown has a show with local music, some people that are touring from out of town that come to Prescott, you know, every weekend. And once again, every venue downtown is going to have something really cool.
Oh, very cool.
So, you know, all the Whiskey Row bar scene and all the scenes that are off Whiskey Row, the Raven, the Granite Mountain Brewery, you know, you just name it. There's something going to go down.
Oh, very cool.
Live music everywhere. So with that being said, I don't even know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't think I ever know what I'm doing. I'm just like, here, let me
enjoying the day. Take a hike somewhere.
Yeah, let me go ahead and tell everybody about the events this weekend and not know what I'm doing. I actually, I was invited to go do an investigation type of deal on Halloween night.
Oh.
Which is kind of weird, but at the same time, I like that, like the paranormal guy, because I believe that all that stuff is real for, I mean, I don't know. I just had some pretty bad like experiences in life. And I actually went to, this is my first time ever doing it. So we have two historians in Prescott, and they did they basically wrote a book. Okay, so Parker Anderson is one, and Darlene Wilson, I think, is the other. If I got your names wrong, I am so sorry. I didn't put the notes down. But I went there, and they had all these things set up. They had the conversation about what the whole palace and the whole downtown scene was all about.
Oh, wait, I did see that.
Yeah, and you know, it's intriguing to know the history of what happened in Prescott's downtown scene. And it was the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the Wild Wild West. But we also had a concentration camp here for the Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of crazy, too. And so... what they said that the downtown Prescott is kind of like full of underground mazes.
Yep, underground tunnels.
And underground tunnels. And I'm just like, man, there's so much information going down. And I kind of want to sit there and listen and learn a little bit more about my town. But sometimes I get scared, guys. I am not going to lie. I'm like, I don't need to know no more. Stop it. And that's kind of where I'm at. But I went there and it was cool. It was a great experience. And then I have, you know, if you ever go into the Palace Saloon and restaurant, it's actually a restaurant. Do they call it a restaurant or a bar still?
Palace Bars.
Palace.
The Palace Saloon?
Yeah, I think they throw a restaurant in there.
I think so.
Palace Restaurant. But anyways, if you guys go in there, everybody's dressed up as if it was back in the days. Mm-hmm. The girls are wearing the corsets. The guys are wearing the actual cowboy outfits. Mm-hmm. And if you ask them a question about the place, they will start talking to you about the place. So I was talking to the general manager. Well, the assistant general manager, and he was just like, yeah, man, see this thing right here? This is actually a newer one, but it was here in like 1900s. And in 1900s, they had the bar, all right? And mm-hmm. they wanted to go ahead and move it and put it somewhere else. And they wanted, they said that they were traveling across the street and it broke in half.
Oh.
So they had to rebuild it. So anyways, there's a
great
there's,
stories down there.
Yeah, this is cool. But that's what downtown is. It's
totally.
This big old historical freaking monument.
Exactly.
And it's really cool. It's really cool to be living here. Born and raised, and it is my spot. I like this spot. And the more I get older, the more I learn. Like, mm-hmm. it's really crazy.
Absolutely.
So I like to sign off with a little bit of love, peace, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to do right now, guys. I appreciate you for joining me. And, you know, the last time I actually was doing my podcast, I said that there's going to be free things. But there's no interaction out there. So if you do not listen to this and do not comment, then I don't know what to give away. So if you guys listen to this, I know there's at least 300, 400 views or whatever. If you guys listen to the end of this, you're going to have to like and comment. Comment on the post that is being shared, and we'll start giving out some free tickets. Is there anything else that you want to add for the day?
Well, we're looking for a name for this podcast that I'm doing next week.
Oh, so yeah. That's right.
Go to my personal Facebook page. I'm going to do a post after we get done here, and we are looking for a name. We may choose you, may not choose you. We'll try and find a gift for the winner. But anyway, go to Lynette Baker Hoyt, and when you see the post looking for a name for this podcast, give us a suggestion. It's really just a conversation with local businesses. So,
yep.
You know, keep it businessy.
Yeah. So once again, guys, go check her out. Give her some ideas. Check out Prescott Night Out, Prescott E-News for all your local news, and follow up what's going on. Oh, I need to go ahead and drop this one in. There's mm-hmm. going to be a visual for the thing that happened out in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
And you'll find that again on Prescott Night Out, on Prescott E-News. And yeah, come out and support. It was a pretty, you know, touching mm-hmm. thing. I really don't watch the news.
Synagogue shooting.
Yeah, I really tragic. Don't. I really don't watch the news, and there's probably a reason why.
Yeah.
I can only take so much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, guys, I'm gonna let you guys go. Once again, follow Prescott Night Out. Follow Prescott E News. Check out Lynette Baker, and she's gonna be doing a new podcast about businesses and those things right there. We're gonna go ahead and try to get some giveaways going for that as well. So once again, like and comment. In order for you to get a chance to win a free gift of something from me, but you have to do that. If not, then, you know, it's pointless to be giving away stuff.
Exactly.
So you got to listen. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
All right.
Peace, love, happiness.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
Bye.